Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Beloved, God is love. The greatest commandment and the royal law of God's kingdom is love. Yet the Lord is concerned that his people have gotten caught up with the world and its hatred of one another. This is the plan of the enemy, to destroy us from within. But God has given us the power to withstand the evil, and it begins by ceasing to speak words of hatred.
When we dedicated this nation to God, it meant from here on out, we're going to have to obey him. When you dedicate, when you come into covenant and say, Lord, we will do what you say. We will pray. We'll sing all these songs about America. He's holding us to that. So even if you didn't say it, you're in a land where this is being upheld. It was from the very moment it's been held from the very beginnings of this country. It's been rededicated in last month, and we just celebrate 250 years. So God has raised a standard over America. So those of you who are playing with hate, it's not of God. What he's saying is the enemy is coming.
Here is this week's message.
Galatians 6:7 says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Or in my Bible translation, it says death. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And for those of you who understand sowing and reaping, it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So here's the message the Lord is saying, okay, that we're in a time of harvest time. We've been talking about words before, but now there seems to be something, and I saw something really dark that's lingering or lurking in the wings here, ready to come out in America. And the Lord said, it's coming because we have sown seeds with our mouths, and now it's coming back. So what he's trying to tell people now, hatred has to cease because there is a harvest of hatred coming at the United States, and it's coming from our enemies. And this is what people, especially Christians, we know what the word says. We know how the word tells us we will have what we say. Jesus said, do unto others as you would have others to do unto you. But for some reason, people are under a spirit, under the kingdom of darkness. They're not listening to that. People are getting on the bandwagon, whether it's political hatred, race hatred, whatever it is, between male and females and gays and heterosexuals, whatever the fight is, God says the hate has to cease. It's not from him, it's from the enemy. And Jesus told us that hatred would be increasing, that the love of many would grow cold, but that we were going to have to stand in his love. We were going to have to stand in his power, which is his love, and overcome this because God is doing some wonderful things for his people. His kingdom is moving with power in this season, but if our words are not right, if hatred is in our hearts, and that's where words come from. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you've been feeding a negative news, if you've been feeding a lot of this race stuff you're hearing on the news or social media, it's inside of you. And that every seed has a harvest. So if you're taking it in, you're eating this fruit, those seeds are being planted in you, which means the only thing that's going to come out of you is the same thing. So you're going to have the same thing come out of you that you've been receiving. And what he's saying on a larger scale, because our media is doing it, because our politicians are doing it, because our leadership is doing it, things are going to come upon the nation because they're the ones that are starting all of this. So we got to be wise in this season. We got to be wise in this season. So he said there that the enemy's plan is to divide and conquer America in order to destroy her and our liberty that we enjoy. So know that that's what's going on. So if they can get you to talk against the nation, hate the nation that God loves, okay? If you want to be blessed, you're going to have to love the things that God loves and hate the things that God hates. Now, if you're putting hate out in this nation, that's not God. And you're going to have to pay for that. And that's what he's saying. Something serious is happening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I hear him saying, you're going to see it even among the households in this nation. You're going to see where some people are blessed while their neighbors are hurting, suffering, devastating. And the reason he's saying is because of the seeds you've sown. So you may be in the same neighborhood. You may be in the same church. But if you have been sowing evil in your heart, if you've been meditating day and night, and what did he tell Joshua? Whatever you meditate on the day and night, that's what's going to be, you're going to cause to come to happen in your life. So you will have what you're speaking about other people. So some of you people, and I heard some crazy stuff this week. This is how I know a lot of you are, not a lot of my listeners here, but a lot of people in the world are demon possessed because they're speaking demonic things, not realizing the thing you just said you wanted to happen to this person is getting ready to happen to you. And that's what the Lord said. The things we're speaking, the hatred we're speaking is coming back upon us. But what I saw is because it is a political year, and this is something the parties always do. Okay, they always want to start up race because they figure they'll pull all the black people. And they're always starting something going on fighting with between Democrats and Republicans and whoever else is out here. So this is a political ploy that is about to backfire, says God, in an unimaginable way that will cause hearts to tremble. I'm hearing this coming out of my spirit now because God's saying he will not be mocked. When we dedicated this nation to God, it meant from here on out, we're going to have to obey him. When you dedicate, when you come into covenant and say, Lord, we will do what you say. We will pray. We'll sing all these songs about America. He's holding us to that. So even if you didn't say it, you're in a land where this is being upheld. It was from the very moment it's been held from the very beginnings of this country. It's been rededicated in last month. And we just celebrate the 250 years. So God has raised a standard over America. So those of you who playing with hate, it's not of God. What he's saying is the enemy is coming. And this thing is so severe. Hallelujah. I see it again, Lord. Thank you. When our enemies come to our shores, and some of them are already here, I hear the Lord saying, there's certain houses where the blood is already covered. Jesus, thank you. And the death angel will go over that house. Just know that that's what's going on. But if you spoke in hatred, you meditated on hatred, that same enemy that hates our nation, that wants to storm our nation and lambast us, is coming to your house. I'm telling you this. This is coming out of my spirit. With the Lord saying, hatred must cease. It must cease because it's coming back onto you. Holy Ghost, thank you. And I hear him saying a warning. And I've heard this a few times last night and this morning. This is a warning to you parents out here. There's a scripture, and I didn't look it up, that talks about how the parents eat sour grapes and the teeth of the children are set on edge. And that goes on for generations. That's talking about generational iniquity and evil. That you as a parent can determine what happens to your children and future generations. Now people say, well, that was Old Testament. No, Jesus said he came to fulfill the law. He fulfilled it all. However, that means in order for you not to have those consequences, you got to do what Jesus said. But if you're not doing what Jesus said, then guess what? All those curses are going to come on you and your family and the generations. Don't play with this stuff. You have to speak and appropriate the blood of Jesus properly on a heart that has no hate, but has love for God, love for what God loves, and move forward. And then you can stand on that covenant. But if you think you can talk bad about this person, talk bad of that person, speak evil, and even imagine in your mind having somebody killed or whatever, it's coming to your house. I'm telling you straight up, I see it as clear as day. What you're speaking this hour is coming to your house. It's coming to where you are because you are drawing those words. Remember we talked about a vortex. That vortex is something that's like a whirlwind that's coming directly to where we're calling it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this is interesting because he's bringing up something else he showed me, many years ago. And I saw houses. I saw wealth and I saw houses. And something happened in this country. Something happened in the earth where everything was shaken. And I saw houses moving. I saw wealth moving. I saw stuff was moving. But it was coming to those who were confessing it. Now, come on, this is that vortex. And it was something that people couldn't handle. And they were like, well, why is that house coming to them? Why is that business coming to them? Why is that wealth? Because that's what they were speaking. They had a heart of love for God and what God had for their life. Remember, we're in pursuit of divine destiny. We're not in pursuit of somebody and trying to hurt somebody. We want what God has for us. And what I saw was as people were speaking those positive confessions, as he just said, those of you who have good in your mouth, you had God's plan in your mouth, do not weary in doing good because it's coming. Just hold on. It's coming because something's getting ready to break in the atmosphere as the kingdom is exploding around us and it's getting ready to explode in a big part. And the enemy is being given right away by legality of our words. What we have spoken has to come to us. There's no way around it. Seed time and harvest. Every seed has a harvest. So this is the word the Lord is giving me. It's time to repent. It's time for hatred to cease. And if you don't cease it out of your own house and out of your own mouth, something is coming that's going to shut you up and it will cease. I'm just telling what I'm seeing in the spirit, and it's heavy. But again, those who are holding on to what God said, those promises of what he said was yours, whether it was for property, for jobs, for industries, for whatever he promised you, keep those words in your mouth, because as the harvest is coming, and make sure your heart is pure. And don't be getting in these hate monger fights. Don't be getting these political fights. Keep your eyes straight ahead. Don't look to the left or the right. Just look straight ahead. What God promised you, keep and hold on to that in your heart. Like we said last week, you're going to have to be confessing positive words in a negative environment. You're going to have to speak light in the midst of darkness, because that's what's all around us. But if you're hearing everybody else and getting on the bandwagon, everything you promised, God promised you, is up for grabs. Some of you, it's been delayed. Some of you won't even see it because you won't turn your words around in Jesus' name. Hi, Shahabah. I hear it. But the Lord is saying to his people, come out from among the hate mongers, the war mongers, the political fights that are out here, the racial fights out here, because he says we have an enemy. And he said this in our last apostolic prayer meeting. He said this clearly, that while we're doing what we're doing, we're going to be blindsided because there's a conspiracy going on. And those of you got ears to hear, you can see it. He said communism and Islam, they're taking a stand to take over this nation. The Lord told me this a long time ago, but he's telling me now. They're coming up seeing these democratic socialists. No, they're not. They don't understand. These people have no clue of what they're doing, because that socialism steps right into communism. And you can't help it. So he's saying those are the things we're fighting, and Islam wants to take over our nation as well. But people, just know there's going to be a fight. He said it's coming. He said because we've allowed anarchy, we've allowed hatred, we have sown seeds in this nation. And even though we did rededicate, and there's a portion of the United States and people who have turned their hearts back to God, we saw them out there on the 4th. We saw them out on May 17th. But there's a vast majority of people still out here getting into those race fights. Get out, because the enemy is, he's preparing for a strike. And the Lord says that the church as a whole is not ready for what is coming. So this hatred, whether it's in the church, outside the church, it's time to give it up. So he's saying we will reap what we have sown, and payday has come.
The Holy Spirit reminded me of what the Lord told Cain, who hated his brother Abel. He said, and I paraphrase, if you had done what I had asked, wouldn't you have been accepted by me? But because you did not obey me, sin is knocking at your door, ready to rule over you. As a people, we have opened the door for sin to come into our lives because of our hatred towards one another. Still, there is good news. Jesus is saying, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and I will sup with him, and he with me. When Jesus shows up, he comes in the glory of the Father, bearing good things to share with us. So repent today, and let the Lord of glory come on in Jesus' name. If you have enjoyed this episode, please join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and our YouTube channel as well. If you would like to partner with us, you can find details at our ministry site, which is www.epicvisionarypartners.org. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.